Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Thursday, January 7th, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at the chaos that ensued in the nation's capital yesterday, as well as the results of the Georgia Senate runoff election. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. To get started this morning, we have a quick update from yesterday's story about the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Our last report saw votes at more than 80% reporting, with both Republicans, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, ahead of their Democratic competitors, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. As of last night, there was a complete turnaround, with votes at 98% reporting, and both Ossoff and Warnock being called as the winners by the Associated Press. This means the Senate will now be divided exactly between 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will cast a tie-breaking vote on legislation. Though it's a slim margin, the Democrats now control the House, Senate, and the presidency. Now, our next story today is rather historic, as Vice President Mike Pence met with Congress yesterday for the ceremonial joint session to count the electoral votes and certify Joe Biden's victory. Now, while that part may be important, it's not the most significant, as the meeting was stopped short with thousands of protesters storming the Capitol yesterday afternoon. The crowd was in D.C. to contest the election results, demanding that Congress overturn Biden's victory. Eventually, they were able to break through the Capitol gates, storming the walls, and eventually broke into the building. This invasion of the Capitol building forced Congress to call a recess, evacuate, and move to safety. The mob stayed in the Capitol building for many hours, storming offices, the Senate chamber, and more. There were bomb threats and eventually shooting, as one woman reportedly died after being shot by police. By the late afternoon, police were able to clear out the building and push back protesters outside of the Capitol's mall. The FBI, Homeland Security, and National Guard were also called in to disperse the group and secure the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden, of course, condemned the acts of the group, calling it near sedition, while President Donald Trump put out a video on social media in response to the events saying this.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country.
Facebook and Twitter ended up removing the video, and Twitter locked his account for 12 hours. Another report from last night stated that President Trump's cabinet secretaries are having talks considering enforcing the 25th Amendment and removing him from office. Now, moving away from that rather intense story, we go to Roblox that said yesterday it raised $520 million from a private financing round and announced it'll soon go public on Wall Street by means of a direct listing. By going public with a direct listing, Roblox will be able to allow those who already own shares to immediately start trading with new investors. Altamedia Capital and Dragoneer Investing, both of which led the financing round, valued Roblox at $29.5 billion. As for our next story today, Ford reported that their total sales for 2020 were down more than 15.5% when compared to 2019. The company only sold 14.5 million vehicles, breaking their five-year streak of selling 17 million units. As for their different types of vehicles, truck sales were down 11.3%, SUVs were down 9.7%, and passenger cars, which for the most part the company is discontinuing, dropped a massive 44.7%. And for our fifth and final story today, we take a quick stop at the stock market that saw some companies drop and others surge following the results of the Georgia Senate election. The companies impacted negatively were mostly tech-related, like Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet, all dropping a couple percent each. The industry that saw the greatest rallies yesterday were cannabis companies, who were met with a similar growth after Joe Biden won the presidential election. Most companies grew by double digits between 10 and 15%, including Aferia, Tilray, Canopy Growth, and others. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Friday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.